The week of George Washington's birthday is annually celebrated as National FFA Week. Today we trace the history of the future farmers to a small oak table in a classroom on the campus of Virginia Tech University. The story of that table and the organization that resulted is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Walter Newman became state supervisor of vocational education in Virginia in the mid-1920s. As John Hillison explains, Newman
came back to Virginia Tech on a September day in 1925 and met with three other teacher educators here, named Harry Sanders, Edmund McGill, and Henry Groskos.
That meeting is considered the beginning of the Future Farmers of Virginia, the inspiration for today's FFA organization.
They sat at an oak table and started talking about how rural students didn't have as much confidence in themselves as, say, their city cousins.
The four men proposed an organization for vocational agriculture students that would provide leadership and confidence for those high school boys.
That's how the Future Farmers of Virginia got started. It was very successful, and Walter Newman went around the country telling other teacher educators about the idea, and pretty soon the idea caught on, and then that led to the establishment of the Future Farmers of America in 1928.
The oak table where the first meeting was held is in the FFA History Museum at Virginia Tech. There was a problem, though. There were two identical tables in the room when that first meeting was held.
They sat around one of those two, and then they had to decide later on which one was the one they actually sat at. One of the founders apparently had a pocket knife, and he was carving a little bit on a drawer, and they used that as evidence for which one they claimed as the oak table.
Hillison helps oversee some of the memorabilia from those early years of the FFA. Traveling the countryside in Blacksburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.